It is time now to bring in Brian Ross. It's time for Real News. We get together with Brian on a Thursday morning, and we take a look at what's going on in the world, and it just keeps getting crazier and crazier. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you. Let me just add in a great job by the Sharon Library on the board there, and the people who ran the campaign just did an amazing job, and hats off to all the people in Sharon who kicked in. The construction is underway. You see the fence there in front of the library, and they're really getting at it.
There was $3.5 million. Just congratulations. And in times like this, it's tough to raise that type of dough, but they did. Congratulations. And by the way, a well-needed addition to the library, what they're going to do. It's been a long time coming.
Yep, access to everybody with strollers, walkers, wheelchairs, everybody can get in there now.
Yeah, it's terrific. The libraries are once again becoming centers of the community. Well, let us move on here. We've got a bunch of different places we can go. I will start off with the financial news. The Fed, to try to stave off a recession, has raised 0.75 point, which means that credit's going to be harder to get. But the Fed, basically, I don't know about you, Brian. I look at the Fed almost like a pressure cooker steam valve. Presidents can use it to make things look good, or to try to improve situations that are bad and make it look good fairly quickly. But it's always a gamble that something could go really amiss.
Well, as you know, the idea is to slow the economy down to fight inflation. Okay, that means that home prices are going to go down, interest rates are going to go up, stock market's going to go down, and every 401k is feeling that, and that's how you fight inflation. It's not easy. Could lead to more unemployment.
Yeah, it's a balancing act. Especially in the world that we live in today. Let's go to January 6th. The information that's coming out is not going to change anybody on any sides, I don't think, the people that support Donald Trump or the people who don't support Donald Trump. But it's still jaw-dropping information that's coming out of these hearings.
I'll say, and you know, another hearing today, which will focus on the effort to persuade or try to persuade then Vice President Pence to stop the certification of the election. And the information that is going to come out today will indicate just how close it came to him actually being captured by that mob and likely killed. It came very close. And as we know from the first hearing, President Trump at the White House said he deserves it.
You know what's interesting about this whole thing with the January 6th? I think the 800-pound elephant in the room concerning Donald Trump is the investigation that's going on in Georgia. That's
right.
The one where
exactly.
He asked for, where he actually physically, and you could on the phone, asked for votes. I think that is the big gorilla that's waiting in the closet.
Well, without a doubt, and that's a pure criminal investigation. You know, the first part of the hearings in the Washington were, you know, did he know it was a lie? You know, or did he say something he thinks is true? Is that a lie? But this goes beyond that, because you don't ask for extra votes. You know, that's not part of the how it's supposed to work. And I think right there, that testimony from the current Secretary of State in Georgia, Raffensperger, and others, will be very damaging to Donald Trump. And as you say, it hasn't gotten a lot of attention, but the district attorney there is at it. She's got a grand jury going. Subpoenas are out for Republicans, and they're building quite a case. And that's the one probably that has the most likely, at this point, opportunity to bring criminal charges against Donald Trump. Members of the House, some are divided whether to refer Trump to the Justice Department for prosecution. But nobody's referring anybody in Georgia. That's underway by the prosecutor there.
And we all know that that if the prosecutor's office decides to press criminal charges or to bring that case forward, you have some very powerful Republicans that are out there floating themselves to run for president that will change their tune dramatically.
Oh, yeah. I think so. And that's something to watch. But these hearings, they've moved around. Today's hearing starts at 1 in the afternoon. There's supposed to be one yesterday. It got canceled, postponed for next week. But they've got this seven-step set of hearings. And as you say, it may not change any minds, but they are creating quite the document and the record of what happened there for all time.
Well, on some of the testimony, like Barr, I mean, I'm no fan of Bill Barr, but basically some of this testimony that's coming from within people that followed this is just simply astounding. And especially the way they're phrasing it. They're not afraid to phrase it really with indignity. It's amazing.
And as you say, they've been skillful in the most damning testimony has come from Republicans and people who were in the Trump administration. And today there'll be a very conservative federal judge, Judge Luttick, who will talk about Trump, a well-organized plan to essentially steal democracy from the country.
And politics being politics, a little disappointed in Joe Biden heading to Saudi Arabia. Not that he's heading to Saudi Arabia, but that he's going to give get an audience with basically the person who set up the assassination of a reporter.
Well, the Crown Prince, whose henchman went and kidnapped Adnan Khashoggi, and at the Saudi embassy in Turkey, he cut him up and buried his body. They put a show trial on of some of the top aides, the Crown Prince, but quite clearly he was directly responsible, gave the orders. That's what the CIA found. During the campaign, Joe Biden said he should be treated like a pariah. He should be kept distant from everybody else in the civilized world, and now he's going to meet him because he wants Saudi Arabia to pump more oil. Because $5 a gallon gas is hurting everybody in politics and hurting all of us pay for it.
Well, you know, finally the president, yes, people know that I voted for Joe Biden and that I support Joe Biden. But finally, sending off a message to the U.S. oil companies, people forget we're the world's largest oil producer. Unfortunately, we happen to be the world's largest consumer. But basically telling these oil companies, you're making too much money off this crisis. You better get those pumps going and produce more oil so we can have more petroleum, more gas.
Well, absolutely. And it's hard to know precisely who to blame. It's pretty hard to blame the president for all of this. Yeah. But Republicans have done a job, I think, in trying to persuade everyone that he's cut back on production, hasn't given new leases. None of that's actually true. The pipeline was never designed to bring more gasoline into the country or provide more oil production. It's a very strange political game that's going on, and the messaging back and forth, I think, leaves Americans kind of confused about what happens. But we do know it costs almost $100 now to fill up your tank.
Well, I traveled for the first time. It took a long journey yesterday. Went to New Jersey and back. $65 to put fuel in the tank, and you know what? On the roads, it was the middle of the week. I expected it to be fairly decent. The roads were packed. So at $5 a gallon, the roads were still packed, even though it was a Wednesday afternoon with people driving.
Right. Well, we are wed to our cars, and we've got to get around. We're paying the price, but nobody likes it, I guarantee you that.
Well, at least in New Jersey, they pump the gas for you, I always say.
That is true.
All right.
That's a throwback, isn't it? Yeah.
I remember we used to get they used to come out and give you gifts when you went to gas stations. So,
right.
Well, anyway, I guess we'll follow the Ukraine and January 6th committee very closely over the next week, because it appears both those January 6th committee has highs and lows, but things are also coming to a head in the Ukraine.
Well, yes, it is, and the news there is not good. Russia is making advances slowly but surely. Ukraine is not getting enough ammunition, resupply, and losing up to 100 men a day. That's it's grim news there, and the early optimism that they could fight off the Russians, maybe beat the Russians, now proving to be, a little bit too optimistic.
All right, Bryant, we'll check with you next week. Have a great weekend, and I'm pretty
sure
you'll
be at that. Absolutely, and big day at the library today, and lots going on in our community. It's really good.
All right, take care, Bryant. Brian Ross with Real News. Of course, you can catch Brian on demand here at Robin Hood Radio. Just go to robinhoodradio.com, click on On Demand, click on Real News with Brian Ross, and all the shows are archived there.